Lori Lightfoot worried about toxicity in her public discourse despite previously yelling "fuck Clarence Thomas." By Ethan Lettman on July 6, 2022. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D, expressed worry over the toxicity in her public discourse despite having publicly yelled "fuck Clarence Thomas" the previous week. While speaking at a press conference about public safety on Tuesday, alluding to the weekend violence toward police in Chicago and the Highland Park parade shooting north of the city, the Windy City mayor expressed concern that people are losing respect for the institutions of our democracy. Lightfoot then said, "The toxicity in our public discourse is a thing that we should all be concerned about," and stated how she would like to see the community come together and focus on what brings us together and not what tears us apart. The mayor also asked citizens, not just public officials, to play a part in healing the wounds that are plaguing us in our country. The Democrat mayor's comments come after she was filmed at a Pride event the previous week shouting obscenities at Justice Clarence Thomas in the wake of the Supreme Court decision to reverse Roe v. Wade. "Now we know what happened with the Supreme Court yesterday. And if you read Clarence Thomas' concurrence," he said. Lightfoot began before pausing to respond to someone in the crowd and then yelled, "Thank you. Fuck Clarence Thomas," she continued. "He thinks that we are going to stand idly by while they take our rights. Our right to marry, our right to have children." The mayor also appeared to show no regret for her comments after the Pride event, stating on Twitter, "I said what I said." She can also be seen seemingly pointing to a man wearing a shirt that reads, "Fuck Clarence Thomas." As Breitbart News previously reported, this was not the first time that Lightfoot used seemingly divisive language in public. After the Supreme Court leak of the draft Dobbs opinion in May, the Democrat mayor took to Twitter to call the LGBTQ+ community to arms, Breitbart News noted. "To my friends in the LGBTQ+ community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms," she stated in a tweet. "We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory." You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.